This is TWiT.
It is now official, and I'm just wondering, show of hands, how many of you got invites to the March 25th event? I hate you, Renee. I hate you. Of course, Renee's going, and of course, I'm not going. What did the invite say? And it was like a video,
showtime.
Right?
It's show. Yeah, it was a 3-2-1 countdown, and then it's showtime. And the original one was on a pure black background. But if you go to Apple.com now and scroll down and click on the event page, it looks like it's the back of a MacBook or an iPad or something on space gray aluminium.
Oh, that's different than the invitation they sent out to everybody.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
Yes.
Here it is. It's showtime.
Maybe yours is fake then.
Maybe it is.
Let me turn off my
shield.
Maybe
the Clips team sent it to me as a new filter and I didn't realize.
It does look like a little titanium in the background there.
Or maybe to celebrate the relationship they're having with all these video creators. That's what happened like after Apple provided its notes on the first invite.
Steve Jobs from the great said, you know,
it's a little,
that is that
it's
black.
A little too edgy. Yeah. It's a little too black and white. Can we have some shades of gray in there, please?
Are we happy with the kerning?
Here's John Paczkowski's invitation.
Yeah, 4-3. No two, different ones this time.
One. Yeah. So no surprise. It's showtime points to the fact, and I think everybody. Well, actually, it's interesting because Paczkowski kind of highlighted the headline to the news event as a news event. But really, it's showtime implies we're going to see the new TV offering.
Yes. Yep. And he said no iPads, but everybody's expecting new iPads, Leo. I think you can't have an Apple event without people expecting hardware anymore. So it's going to be interesting to see how they manage those expectations.
Are they going to give us what we want and give us some hardware?
Toys.
Or are they going to say no?
Well, they might wait till June, till WWDC, and do all the hardware at once because we know there are also new laptops probably, right?
Yeah.
Well, the only real new iPad we're really thinking about is an update to the 329 base model educational iPad, and that one the basic 329 one they could do with just a press release, but if they do a mini, you're right. Okay.
How long it's been since the mini? It's been 2 years. The last mini was announced this time of year, right? Early in the year. The last time the Mini 4, I remember
the Mini 4 was September, but the last the iPad nothing has been announced in April and March the last two years.
Yeah,
April was just a press release. March was the event.
Okay.
Yep. Remember, it is an educational thing, so that's where they'd stack that up at.
And the iPad Mini 4 is what, 2 years old now?
Three. It was September. Yeah, it was a September event. Oh, by the way, we have an iPad Mini 4. It was like it was like one quarter of a slide at the end of Phil's present.
You know how you know? Because it had an A8 chip in it. So it's easy to do the math. You just A12 minus 4. It was so it's 4 years old, right? Does it work that way?
Not really.
I don't know. I'm going to go before Congress and do the math, Leo.
sort of works that way. No, don't they do a new A every year?
Yes. This will be A13.
Not everything will get the new A. Anyway, I liked the iPad Mini. I wouldn't mind seeing a release. And I guess what you could say if you come out with an iPad Mini at this event in 2 weeks is, oh, and here's a great way to read Apple News.
The most affordable way to read Apple News and watch Apple video.
Right. So
I don't know who I'm imitating there. I don't think any of them have that.
here's what we're almost certainly know. Apple already has a news product. Oh, wait a minute. I got something from Tim. Tim Squarebox. Yeah. Look, I'm going to look inside. I'm very excited. This just arrived.
He was about to send it to you, and then he heard that. Tim
just
Squarebox
arrived at our post office box. 3.
Oh.
2. 1. You are not going. Heart, Tim.
Oh. At least he loves you.
That was so great. Who came up with that?
Oh, my staff. They're always thinking. I mean, I could have had a big hand with a button, but no, I got this. So that's
you don't have as many lawyers, though, Leo.
I don't have nearly as many lawyers. So we know that there's Apple News. We know they bought Texture, which was a one-price magazine subscription. They were big advertisers of ours, and we loved them. The idea was you get almost every magazine. There were a few missing, but a lot of the big magazines for one low monthly fee, which was trying to remember. Was it? It was around $10.
I still have my subscription. I think it's in Canada. It was one of those few things that were available in Canada as well. So I subscribed.
It was created by the magazine publishers themselves, Condé and Meredith, I think, and
Rogers in Canada. Rogers.
So they had a deal. It was easy to get all the magazines. Those deals all went by the wayside when Apple bought them. Apple, we've already read in the Wall Street Journal, was having trouble convincing people to go for the proposed offer. The journal said it was 50-50. We take the subscription, we take half the money, and we don't give you information about the subscribers. But hey, at least you're getting something. And we discussed this at length. And I think
we don't alter the bargain further.
We came to the conclusion that while it's a great deal for a national magazine that might be struggling on a newsstand, where do you find a newsstand these days? And can use the national exposure. It's not such a good deal, as Andy pointed out, for like the Boston Globe or a paper that is local in nature, because that's just going to undercut them completely. I think for a national newspaper like the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, or the Washington Post, it might be, although all three of them have very successful digital efforts.